Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So next up, from four continents, we will move on to the women. And this was the largest, most diverse field in terms of countries that we had at this championships.
It was still pretty limited, though.
Yeah, but there were definitely some good skates, some interesting head-to-heads, especially from sort of the B team of countries that, you know, this is the end of their season.
Yeah.
As we talked about in the men, most of these skaters are not going to the Olympics, although there are a few. Yep. And hopefully this doesn't hinder them at all and they can make it just fine.
This is the most interesting for Team Korea.
Yes, who we will get to shortly. We'll get to them in a minute. But first off, we should start with our winner here, Mai Mihara from Japan, who just does so well at four continents.
Yeah.
For a full-on quad. This is her fourth four continents medal.
She, if only she skated this well every time.
Well, at nationals especially.
Yeah.
I mean, she normally delivers really well at four continents and is generally speaking pretty consistent just across the board. I mean, we talked about that single axel at nationals, which unfortunately took her off of the Olympic team, but that was a fluke in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Normally, this is the kind of skates she has. She makes very few mistakes, which is why it's always so hard to see her be
fourth at nationals
and fourth at Grand Prix, and at least they send her to four continents where she is able to shine.
I want her to live up to this potential every time she skates, and it was so good to see her succeed here, but it is bittersweet knowing that in spite of how good she is, she wasn't quite good enough to make the Olympic team.
And that's the hard thing. I mean, we kind of had the B team from Japan here, but even still, she was well away strong enough to take the win here. And it would have been even more commanding a win if she hadn't messed up the final spin in the free skate, which was a shame, but it probably should have hurt her a little more than it did. But
yeah, but it's fine. She was strong enough to win regardless. She had a good lead.
Yeah.
After the short and based on the rest of her free skate, which was really solid.
Yeah. Should also mention, and this applies to everybody basically across the board, this, you know, her jumps were looking pretty good here. I think another panel might have called a couple under rotations, questionable rotations, but we weren't really calling them for anybody. So at least it's consistent for the most part.
In either singles discipline, we just didn't call rotation calls, which I did not. No, please no.
Because again, waiting for Congress. Well, that too. Yeah. But even still, compared to, you know, the women who were on the podium with her, I think they had, for me, similar levels of rotation things that I might have called that didn't get called. So, you know, at the end of the day,
it all came out in the wash.
Yeah. And she had two really fantastic programs, really confident in all the technical elements, barring the last one, unfortunately. But she's always been a really solid jumper and great spinner. I have always loved her as a performer.
Yeah.
She's not as big and flashy as some, but to me, the emotion feels more genuine than with others do sometimes.
Yeah, she just always looks so genuinely thrilled to be on the ice. And that goes such a long way in terms of the performance. It doesn't feel put on, which, depending on the situation, can be a good thing or a bad thing. When you're in the back row in person in the rink, it doesn't read as well. But for the judges who are right in front of her and for
those watching on TV,
it reads really beautifully.
Yeah, it's a shame that this is probably the end of her season unless, you know, we need to call up alternates. It's not out of the question.
But anything could happen, but
yeah, but also, you know, I don't hope for
no.
it. It's sad in a way that this is the end of her season, but at least she's able to end it with a bang on a win, making up for again, just one costly mistake at Nationals. And yeah. I really hope she continues for at least another season or two to see if she can make it on another world team.
Yeah, I really hope this isn't the last we see of her, because I feel like she's got so much to give
mm-hmm.
after the fight that she had to have to come back after illness yeah. and injury.
Mm-hmm.
To still be as fantastic as she is just remarkable.
Yep. And behind her in second, a really close competition at the yeah. end of the day, and I might have even had it a little closer, Hyun Lee from Korea, who is not going to the Olympics. The just, other Korean women here are, but...
Hyun Lee really said, how dare you not choose me for mm-hmm. the Olympic team? I'm going to almost win four continents.
She came really close and basically had, like Mai Mihara, two solid, consistent programs without mm-hmm. even a spin botch
yeah.
at the end of a program. It was really fantastic to see her skating the way we saw from her as a junior. She was really consistent her last junior season before, you know, COVID hit and everything. Yeah. She made the final and skated consistently well. And I really felt that here. It felt like we were watching the Hyun Lee of two seasons ago again.
Yeah, with some really fantastic programs as well that mm-hmm. show off the quality of her skating.
Yeah.
In terms of the performance, I'd give the edge to Mihara, but mm-hmm. they're very close in terms of most of the component scores as well.
Yeah, and this was another thing that was also, to me, a bit reminiscent of when she was a junior, and one thing that I'd like to see her work on a bit, you know, as she gets, you know, when she's skating like this, where it's consistent and the jumps are all looking comfortable and she doesn't have to worry about, you know, fighting for landings, I would love to see a bit more of the performative yeah. energy that she gives at the end of her programs regularly. I'd like to see that a little bit more through the beginning. Not that there's nothing, but she ends so strong, you know, like the ending of Ave Maria is yeah. just, you can tell she's feeling the music passionately and pushing it across, but I just want more of that all the way through.
Yeah, there are definitely moments where she could incorporate that fairly easily in between mm-hmm. the jumps in the first half to just make it less obvious that she's focused on mm-hmm. getting the jumps done until they're done. But yeah, a really solid set of skates, and throwing it back in her federation's face that they didn't pick her for the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, and I haven't had a chance to go back and yeah. look at Korean nationals or the ranking competition. I'm pretty sure she was third to the other two Korean women yeah. here at those competitions, and so this was the one time that she beat them, but in front of, you know, an international yep. panel, an international audience right before the Olympics, surely that's gotta, you know, feel good to say, yeah. you know, I'm the top ranking Korean woman at this competition. You might be going to the Olympics, but I just beat both of you.
Yeah. And to have that vindication of mm-hmm. feeling like, no, I could have been on the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, a really commanding set of skates. Mm-hmm. And should anything happen to either of the others?
Yeah.
In the next week and a half.
Hope not. But again, it is, well, a little longer for the women because, yeah. again, Korea isn't in the team event, so they don't have to rush to Beijing for that. But, you know, in like two and a half mm-hmm. weeks, it's still not a lot of turnaround yeah. time.
And she, if Korea had three women's spots, would mm-hmm. have been an incredibly solid choice for the third spot.
Yeah, which is... I would love to see us revisit uh-huh. how we do Olympic spots, but unfortunately
revisit everything at this point.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she's the odd one out, but at least she has a silver medal here to make yeah. up for it. And hopefully this will set her up well for next season.
Mm-hmm.
And right behind her in third, also pretty close, we had Yelim Kim. And I got to be honest, for these three on the podium, points-wise, I might have had them a little more squished together, yeah. albeit probably still in the same order.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the order wound up correct, mm-hmm. but they could have been basically tied. All three of them had really solid technical skates.
Yeah. Yelim Kim as well. Just two really fantastic, solid skates. She, this season on the Grand Prix, has had, you know, mistakes popping mm-hmm. in. with the Lutzes more frequently. I believe it was, you know, one in the short program, the one event, and then the one in the free, the next event. We didn't see that happen here. She looks ready to go, ready to see what she can do at the Olympics in that field.
Yeah. I mean, she did everything she set out to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, it wasn't a matter of her making any mistakes or being worse than anybody else. It was really just the quality of the top two here that had her in third.
Yeah, and even things like, you know, jump layout and things. She has her, you know, big combinations first out, which I think for her, though, is a good strategy to make sure that she can just skate clean and not try and backload things and risk having them go poorly.
Yeah, no, she's got the right strategy, but it's teeny tiny little details that have her behind, not any issues, because she did absolutely everything she set out to do.
Yeah, two great programs, even things like the triple flip in the short program. Mm-hmm. We're not getting quite so close to the boards as before, which I was glad to see. Hopefully that continues just in case we need to, you know, salvage a combination. Yep.
I mean, I'm not sure the size, whether this rank in Tallinn is Olympic size or the European equivalent of NHL size. Yeah. I don't know what else
I'm not called sure.
Outside of North America, whether, because we call it NHL size, but the slightly smaller than Olympic size, she might be able to benefit from
a full
Olympic size rank.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, so our podium really skated quite well.
Yeah.
And also our fourth place here, Audrey Shin from the U.S., she really ended her season with a bang after a bit of a disappointment at U.S. Nationals. And she is definitely one who, for me, benefited from some generous tech calling here.
Yeah.
There were a number of her jumps that I probably would have called under-rotated, but she is such a fantastic performer. And none of the, you know, some of the jumps might have been under-rotated, but she is able to disguise it well enough, and it didn't really take away from the program at the end of the day.
Yeah, she sells every landing in spite of the fact that quite a few of them are short, whether it's a cue, an under, or a downgrade. I think there were some of each in this set of skates, but she maximizes every point she can in her slightly more limited technical arsenal with quality where she can make it up and in the performance and the basic skating.
Which I think for me is really her strength, is the performance and the basic skating, because she is a skater for me where I can watch and see, okay, I wouldn't call that fully around, but she's one who I don't, she makes me not want to pay attention to those kind of things, because I'm taken in enough by the performance. I think she even sells the kind of cheesy voiceover in the free skate. She is giving it her all, and I think for a lesser skater, it just would be horribly clunky.
Yeah, it is surprising how well this free skate especially works, but it works because she wants it to and is making it work.
Yeah, she's putting in the full effort to, as we like to say in ice dance, smoke and mirrors her way through the jumps. And they may not be the best landings, but I'm going to sell them like they are.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because it's truly enjoyable to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with the generous tech calling here, the only thing that had her behind is just that she doesn't have the
base arsenal.
Yeah, the arsenal that the others ahead of her have. She's only got the triple toe, but I'd much rather see her do a triple toe, and do it mostly well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this was a fantastic competition for her, and being fourth at a major championship is huge. This was a really great outing. She was also the top U.S. woman. I hope that we can see her, you know, continue on this trajectory. Mm-hmm. It's a shame she started out this season injured. Who knows if we would have seen her, you know, make a push for the Olympic team, but this was a great way to end her season for sure.
Yeah.
And then in fifth, we had Rino Matsuike from Japan, who similarly had an unfortunate injury-ridden start to the season. And I think you can still see the remnants of that a little bit. The flips and Lutzes aren't quite as consistent as they were, you know, like last season, the season before. Unfortunately, that got her in some trouble in the short program and put her in a hole. which is a real shame because the free skate was really strong and really reminiscent of her at her best.
Yeah, the free skate was really fantastic. She, again, got a little help in terms mm-hmm. of the tech calling on the flips and the Lutzes, but like Audrey made them work in spite of not great landings, mm-hmm. which goes a really long way, especially in a free skate. It's just a shame that she wasn't able to kind of cover up the mistakes in the short program between mm-hmm. a fall and then having to really fight to make the combination happen.
Yeah, I think too, I mean, this is her, you know, biggest international competition yeah. by a long way, even though, you know, this was a not as strong a field as it might be in a normal year for four continents. She is another young skater who didn't really get much JGP experience and came of age during the pandemic yep. and so hasn't really competed much internationally at all. And so as disappointing as it is, I think it isn't that surprising that we saw probably nerves get to her in yeah. that short program.
And it was really good to see her fight back successfully mm-hmm. in that free skate to really set her up for the next 4 years of her career.
Yeah, she to me is a really intriguing skater. Mm-hmm. And I think between, you know, technically the jumps and spins and everything, there's lots of potential. But also as a performer, she's still young and a bit immature, but I think there's real glimmers of, you know, the skater she could be if we can, you know, have her career last another quad at least.
Yeah, if she stays healthy and continues on the trajectory she's been on for the last few seasons, she will be as incredible as all of the other Japanese women, yeah. which is kind of her only downfall, is that yeah. there is so much domestic competition. But she did really well for herself this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And then behind her in sixth, we had Young Yu from Korea. And it was a real shame that she wasn't able to show her best here. Hopefully, silver lining, she can, you know, take this as, okay, we got the bad skates out of the way. Yeah. And now I can go to the Olympics and deliver what we all know she's capable of. But unfortunately, the axles especially were just not going her way here.
Yeah, it was a really rough set of mm-hmm. skates for her, particularly with the axles going the way they did, mm-hmm. but also just in the way that that impacted the performance as a whole.
Yeah.
It seemed to get in her head a fair bit that the axles weren't working.
Yeah, I think it would have been one thing, especially in the free skate, if it was just the triple axel attempt going wrong in both yeah. programs. I think she recovered well in the short program
yes.
after that weird pop. Just
the pop that she timed perfectly to actually get credit for it
yeah.
because she bailed right as she hit 1.5 rotations, so she got to 2.
Yeah. So it was a double but downgraded.
Yeah. Which meant that she got something for it as opposed yeah. to absolutely nothing, which would have left her in a much deeper hole to dig yeah. herself out of.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just that and the downgraded triple axel and the free skate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it was just that, and I think even after that, she came back pretty well.
Yeah.
Triple Lutz, triple toe combination scheduled right after the triple axel in both programs is risky, but I think she has proven this season that
she can do it.
The real hardship came in the second half of the free with another axel issue. Mm-hmm. Clearly something's going on with those axles, where it was intended to be a double, popped to a single, then she tacked a triple toe on the end of it, but I think was doubting after yep. popping it to a single. Oh, do I try to put the combination on this? And that
do
led
I
to
go for the triple toe? Do mm-hmm. I do a double toe? What do I do? And then she didn't really stand a chance of staying on her feet
mm-hmm.
because there was a little too much hesitation, a little too much doubt.
Yeah. And especially since that was so close to the end of the program, yeah. it kind of put a damper on the whole thing. And even if that jumping pass had gone clean, she, you know, it might have been hard for her still to take the title or get up onto the podium just because the other women here were so solid. But I think even if she'd just been closer points-wise yeah. or placement-wise, or even if just there'd been one fewer axel issue, I think having three in a competition is tough, especially when she's opening with the triple axel, which has always been inconsistent.
Yeah, and she normally recovers very well from it, which is why, you know, normally we are not advocates of throwing it at the wall as many times as you can, mm-hmm. but it usually works out okay for her because it's usually pretty isolated.
Well, and she's been doing it long enough now yeah. that she has generally, you know, learned to put it in the program and move on no matter what happens with the triple axel, land or fall.
Exactly. But clearly there's more going on than just the regular inconsistencies of the triple axel. And mm-hmm. that's a little more concerning, especially being as close as we are to the Olympics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be an issue there. But the trouble is that, again, we have very little time to yeah. get that confidence back, even if it's just so that we don't have that popped axel in the second half of the free skate. Even if the triple axels go terribly.
Or alternatively, we need to make sure we get at least two rotations on the axel yes. on the short. Because mm-hmm. had she popped a split second sooner.
Yeah.
It would have been worth nothing and had a negative impact on the program. Yeah. And then you're in too much of a hole to dig yourself back out of.
Yeah. Yeah. This was, I think, a bit of a disappointment, which is yeah. a shame, and why it's risky to go compete at a big international event right before the Olympics. Because risky if it goes well and risky if it goes poorly.
Yeah. There are kind of two scenarios. You have Junhwan Cha, who mm-hmm. gets to go in feeling really confident, but now has something to live up to, mm-hmm. and Young Yu, who might be going into the Olympics feeling a little unsure of herself, mm-hmm. but also having the ability to fight back from a rough competition.
Yeah.
And it's all about how you play it.
Yeah. And hopefully she can play it well, but this will be her first Olympics.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, lots going on around it, not yeah. just sports-wise. So I hope that she'll be able to come back strong from this, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Who knows what's gonna happen? I have no predictions this year.
Yeah. Spoiler for next week, no Olympic predictions.
No.
It's not happening.
We don't even know who's going yet.
Exactly. In seventh here, we had Yuhana Yokoi from Japan, and I was glad to see her here. She was a last-minute replacement for Satoko Miyahara, and it's a shame we couldn't see her. And I'm always so hopeful for Yuhana to deliver in the short program. This was one of her worst short programs, though, unfortunately.
This was really rough. And it's hard to watch at this point mm-hmm. because I'm getting to the point where I expect her to make these kind of mistakes in the short program.
Yeah. She is one, if she's not with a sports psychologist,
please
get on it, because clearly, you look at her in a short program versus her in a free skate, she can do these jumps and not only do them, but do them at the very end of a free skate and
she's
do them impeccably.
She's a different skater between the two programs. I yeah. don't get it.
It's clearly mental,
yeah.
whatever's going on with the short program. And it's such a shame because, again, you watch the free skate and she is just so confident and looks like she can't put a foot wrong. And even in this free skate, which wasn't even, you know, she got a very high score. I think it was season's best or personal yeah. best. But ironically, she didn't even do the last three jump combination, the last mm-hmm. jumping pass of the free skate, which she normally plans, which is triple sow, triple toe, double toe. She didn't even get that
no.
here. And it was still a fantastic competition. But she can do triple sow, triple toe, double toe at the end of a free skate on tired legs, no problem. And yet, the short program, she's played with layouts, too,
yeah.
to try and get around this. And just nothing seems to work. And I'm at a loss other than go see a sports psychologist
and
see
if they
can help.
And the problem is, it's getting worse because mm-hmm. she's clearly getting more nervous because she keeps making mistakes, which
yeah.
makes it worse, which makes her more nervous, which makes yeah. her make more mistakes. And it's so frustrating because she is such a great skater.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, being a Japanese woman, she is not going to get the opportunities
yeah.
because there are a dozen women in Japan who can do
a clean,
solid
yeah.
short program.
Yeah.
And like if there had been a cutoff, if this had been the mm-hmm. Olympics, that's the kind of short program that doesn't get you into the free skate.
Well, in fairness, this one was in some ways better because at least she did get a combination
yes.
in. She popped an intended triple flip to a double flip, but then at least had the presence of mind to put a triple toe on the end. which was good because she then fell in the triple lets after there. But at least we got something for all three jumping passes. But yeah, I don't remember the last time we saw a clean short program from her. And yeah, she is capable. She is clearly capable of landing these jumps.
She's more than capable. She does them really well the next day in the free skate. She just can't do them in the short program. And as frustrated as we are by it, I can only imagine how frustrated she is.
Yeah.
Knowing that she can do everything in her short program,
but
when the pressure's on, nothing seems to come together for her.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But again, if you have not visited a sports psychologist, please do.
I hope that this has been an ongoing thing with a sports psychologist, because otherwise, what are we doing to fix this?
Yeah.
Because it's clearly not working.
Yeah. And next up in eighth, we had Gabriella Izzo from the U.S., who had a pretty good follow-up to U.S. Nationals. She, again, wasn't fully clean in the free skate, but I think back-to-back had two pretty consistent competitions back-to-back. Yeah. And for me, I think she seems to have a ton of nervous speed in that free skate that I'd like to see her control more.
Yeah.
But overall, she got the job done for the most part and made a similar number of mistakes across competitions. So,
yeah. And I mean, she does most of what she sets out to do. I mean, the triple loop wasn't great. She had the fall on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really concerning. It's just the pops in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, I think she has so much speed in that free skate. And I think it looks kind of like nervous energy. That's something that would be good to, you know, to work on just calming down a little bit throughout
getting the free skate. Getting deeper into the knees, which ironically will give you more speed, but more control over it, even though you're moving faster.
Yeah.
And also so that you're actually down when you pick for the lutz, because that skating leg was completely dead straight when she picked for the lutz. There was no way it was going to be anything other than a single.
Yeah. I also wonder for her if maybe, especially in the free skate, some slower music might help just to force you to slow down a little bit. The speed she has is admirable, but I think she lets it get away from her sometimes.
Yeah, speed is only as good as your control of it is.
Yeah. And then right behind her, we had the third woman from the U.S., Star Andrews, who had a really solid short program. It was really great to see. I don't know what happened at the start of the free skate with two really rough jumping passes, but to her credit, she got things back together very well after that.
Yeah, she's had some weird mistakes this season that just seem to come out of left field. She's a really seasoned competitor at this point, and so she's pretty good at getting back on track, but there was also only so much she could do in the second half of that free skate, because she doesn't have the same consistency with the triple triples, so she wound up with three triple double combinations in the second half, which puts her at a technical disadvantage even compared to someone like Izzo, who doesn't have a triple triple in the free skate but has the double axel triple toe.
Yeah, it was a shame to see it start off so rough, especially after the short program was one of her better skates just in the last while. But top 10 was not too bad for her here. Behind her in 10th, we had Gabrielle Dalemann from Canada, who is the top finishing of the Canadian women.
But maybe let's talk about the three Canadian women together. Yeah,
I was about to say, we may as well. They, in a lot of ways, skated pretty similarly to
Nationals. They all did the same thing.
Basically, I do think Veronique Millet, who finished in 13th, she was a bit rougher here than at Nationals. She was the top of these three Canadian women at Nationals and the third of the three here. Mainly, I think Veronique had a rougher short program and a better free skate at Nationals.
Yep.
And here, the free skate was rougher, which obviously you're losing more points on.
Yeah, and all three of the Canadian women have been really struggling to get the triple-triple combinations into their programs, but Veronique has the most rotation issues on the triples.
Yeah.
So that puts her at a technical disadvantage, even though didn't end up mattering that much here because they still didn't call very many, but
yeah,
she got slightly harsher judging on a lot of her jumps than the other Canadian women.
Yeah.
Just because she doesn't have as nice landings in terms of rotation.
Well, and isn't going for, like, doesn't do a Lutz, only does one flip. Like, her base value is already a bit lower, and so once mistakes start coming in, it's hard points-wise.
Yeah.
Allison Schumacher was 11th in between the other Canadian women, and even though this was far from her best skate in her career, compared to how the season started, I think she should be happy with how this ended up. This was an okay competition for her.
Yeah, she did basically what she set out to do. It wasn't as clean or as precise as I'm sure she would have liked, but in terms of...
Much better than the start of this season.
Exactly. And in terms of what was on the planned program sheet and what wound up on the protocol, it was basically the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, progress across the season. I'd love for us to not dip quite so far at the beginning of the season and have to climb back up, because that is kind of her pattern, where the first half of the season is really rough and then things get better at nationals, and usually junior worlds is where she winds up. But still a solid skate for her here.
And then, as we mentioned, Gabrielle Dalemann was in 10th, the top of the three Canadian women, which is definitely a win for her here. Still shaky a little. She's another one who has so much speed and power going in that at the moment, and for the last little while, is a lot less controlled. And I think that's the real difference maker for her, is if she can control that speed.
Even at her absolute best, she was still kind of hit or miss whether she was in control of the speed. And so with her, particularly with the triple toe that we have seen in practice but not in competition, that has always been hard for her to control in the best of times. And with things being a little rough for her right now, learning how to slow down, learning how to set up with a little more caution might give her the landing on the first triple toe she needs to actually get the second one done.
I do wonder if, you know, being able to land the opening combination in the program would help with the confidence on the rest of the jumps, because she is capable. We've seen, you know, not only in the past, but lately in, you know, practices and warm-ups and things, that she can do these jumps. It's just mistakes seem to spiral a lot of the time.
Yeah, and that has been something that's happened to her off and on for most of her career. It's just, she's been even more inconsistent in the opening combination than she used to be, and so it's a little more obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see for all the Canadian women what happens next season.
Yeah.
I'm not sure for any of them what their plans are, but I hope all of them can just work on solidifying their confidence in the planned content. I don't know that I would really advise any of them to push on, you know, improve the base value. Let's work on, you know, solidifying the jumps that we're going for now and going clean before we try and push for more difficult.
Yeah.
And we should also mention the in-between skater there in 12th place, Kailani Crane from Australia. Again, hasn't been officially assigned to the Olympics, but I would have to imagine she was the top finishing Australian woman here.
She would have been the prediction at the beginning of this season for who gets the spot, and nothing has changed over the course of the season.
Yeah, she... This has been a bit of a up and down, inconsistent season for her, but at least the short program this season has generally gone pretty well. And, you know, have mistakes come in the free skate. She was one of those who did get more dinged than others in terms of under rotations. Yeah. And while I don't disagree, this was a pretty lenient panel. So I felt a little bit for her, but this was an okay outing. And yeah, absolutely should be enough to send her to the Olympics. I don't think it should be in doubt at all. And
no,
like in the men who we discussed last episode, we really shouldn't have put the pressure on to send her to this competition right before the Olympics to qualify a spot. But here we are anyway.
This is what happened, and the result was what we would have expected coming in here, that she was the top finishing Australian, middle of the pack on the lower end of middle. Honestly, coming into here, that's probably where I would have pegged her.
Yeah.
So why did we make her come here for her Olympic spot? It's one thing to say you're going to the Olympics, but go to four continents first. It's something else entirely to say, no, you still gotta earn it.
Yeah. But I'm sure she did, so yes. It'll be interesting to see how she does at the Olympics. All right, but I think that wraps us up for the women from four continents. What was your highlight from this competition?
I think I've got to give it to Audrey Shin, who, in spite of being fourth here, had two really beautiful skates and really did everything that she's capable of right now here, which is all we can ask of her. And she was only fourth because the top three were also phenomenal.
Yeah. Maybe this is a bit of cheating, but whatever, let's go with it. This was an excellent podium, all three of them. Mai Mihara, Hyun Lee, Yelim Kim.
Our top four were all fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't have that high expectations going into this event. Just, you know, it's right before the Olympics, and very few of the skaters going to the Olympics would be here, and those who are going to the Olympics might feel some pressure. So I was very pleasantly surprised that we got three really solid sets of skates from our top three here, and it really came down to the wire amongst the three of them.
This was a shockingly good women's event.
Yep.
I wasn't quite expecting it, but I am very pleased.
Yep. And again, in terms of weekly waxel, there was choice.
Yeah.
We decided to go with Rina Matsuike in the short program, particularly the opening fall. She was third in the free skate with a really strong skate, and if she had just stood up on the opening element of the short program, it's possible she too might have been fighting for that top four, maybe even on the podium.
She would have been fourth.
Yeah.
She was only a point back, point and a half back. And I think with the PCS bump, the slightly higher result in the short program, it might have been enough to get her onto the podium, or at least very, very close.
Yep. But that wraps us up for the women from four continents. Thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at flutzescast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at flutzescast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/flutzescast, for bonus episodes, and our merch store, flutzescast.redbubble.com. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back shortly with the rest of four continents. But until then, keep a watchful eye out for those flutzes and waxels, skating fans.